Hey, at this time, I'm going to invite Seth Ladon to come forward. Seth has been a member of our community for a few years now, and Seth actually has been to both Chiapas and the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Seth is a wonderful artist who's also lent his talents to our community in that way. I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to keep loving on you. He's up here saying stop. But said the last few weeks, we've had different folks come up before our time of offering just to share how Hot Metal has made a difference in their life, how it's been kind of a transforming agent as we are in this season of where we've been asking you to pledge to this community for next year's budget with a goal of getting $200,000 in pledges for next year's budget. And when I wanted to say, hey, give us money, I want to say, hey, here's how your money makes a difference. And so Seth is going to talk about that.
Cool, thanks. Hello. I love talking in front of people and how like you get nervous and you can like harness that nervousness. I had like a bunch of segues prepared to jump into this. One was I was going to pretend I was having a baby too, but I'm not. But congrats to you too. I love you guys. I was going to maybe come out with the Music to Rocky playing and talk about like how we can give and how like I'm a weight trainer and I'm going to give 3 G's to the church every week. I also had a real segue, which was talking about the Pine Ridge trip. And I've been on like a few too many trips. I've gone like a lot. I got into 3 Pine Ridge trips. I went to the Chiapas trip and I like have gone to a bunch of different little conferences and stuff. And all that stuff's usually really life-giving, but it can kind of stress you out a little bit. And I'm just being real about it. Whenever you like overload your schedule with your life and you're like too social and you create workloads for yourself with personal projects, you might get burned out. And like on one of these trips, I was taking some time to reflect and I was writing down like all the places I'd lived. And I've been thinking about home a lot lately too. So I was thinking like, well, you know, there were like 7 or 8 apartments in the last decade. And I was like, well, I lived with these people. I lived with Joe a few times. And there's like the people you lived with and like the subletters you get who maybe are like really stressful. And then there's like the jobs that you had for like a year or like 3 months, people that you dated. I have dated a few people. And there's, what else is there? There's a few, just like all the little projects that you have too. And I was like, if I can just like put all this in one place and understand it and face it, maybe like some of the stress will be reduced because I'll just have like unlocked something, which like that was fabricated. Like that's not how it works. I think Joe called me out on it, like in the van. And, but I've been thinking about that, and there's one thing that like I didn't really put on it, and that was a long one, which was Hot Metal, because Hot Metal had like been pretty much overarching the entire spectrum of these places I had been. And there are other like blips on the radar of like churches I went to and stuff, but like they didn't even like get on there either. So I was like, wow, like of all these things I've been doing, like this has been like a 4-year thing. So I've been going to this place for 4 years, and I guess like I just recently been reflecting on that and all the different ways in which like that has been more like a home. I don't want to say family because I think like family is actually pretty restrictive. But like whenever we come here and we can like actually have fellowship and then not be judged by discrepancies in what we believe or where we're at in our lives. Just like go to a church that is inclusive, that talks about things like systemic racism, where we have like a talk on postmodernism that isn't just completely condemning of it. You know, just things, you know, we can do things that are even more traditional, like feed the poor. So I don't know, just like, I was like, wow, like this is great. And I guess in a lot of ways, being part of a faith community for the past how many years has like taken the other parts of this little map I made and like kite stringed them to God in different ways. I think that's been probably the most valuable part of it to me. So that's like why I guess I have consistently been pledging using the online interface, have it scheduled when your direct deposit comes in, because then you'll definitely have money. But like, you know, otherwise you might not do it. All right, thanks.